You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
March the 3rd, 2021. Hear this. The White House dramatically raising the number of migrant young people and children it expects to welcome into the U.S. economy this year. The new goal, 117,000. That's up from the 30,000 brought to the border by coyotes during 2020. Well above the record 76,000 we saw in 2019. 117,000 going to be allowed into our country and free to roam about the nation. Congressman Dan Crenshaw, Republican, Texas, says the Biden administration's immigration policies are, quote, prioritizing illegal immigrants over U.S. citizens. And he's exactly right. And he's not just talking about all of that effort. He's talking about how they're coming in and many of them not being COVID tested. But you leave the country, you leave this country, and you try to come back into the U.S. without proof that you either have a vaccine or a recent COVID test, you won't be allowed in. I have a suggestion for you. Get yourself south of our border and pose as one of the immigrants coming across. They will let you in that way. You don't need no stinking passport no more. In the meantime, a Harvard-Harris poll shows that Americans are opposing the federal policy of catch and release for the migrants. Trump had stopped it. Now the administration in power is once again letting them just simply catch them and release them. We're not going to hold them. And the poll shows 2-1 that Americans are against that policy. By the way, in Southern California, that accident yesterday, immediately when I heard that story, I thought that's probably going to involve human smuggling. They're still checking on it. That was that fatal crash involving an SUV with something like 25 people in that SUV when it got hit by a truck. Though it all happening, of course, in near the U.S.-Mexico border. 12 were dead at the scene. Another died at the hospital. It may well have been human smuggling, and they paid a price for it. By the way, last month was the 14th consecutive month of record national instant criminal background check systems that shows 3.4 million checks last month. Folks trying to get applications and approval for guns. New York Governor Cuomo today held a news conference, and he apologized for his past behavior that anyone considered that would be sexual harassment inappropriate, said, I did not intend that. I now understand maybe I acted in a way that made folks feel uncomfortable, women. It was unintentional, and I truly and I deeply apologize for it. Governor, question, are you going to resign? No, I'm not going to resign. That's all politics. What about the nursing home scandal? You going to resign or that? Nope, that's all politics. Not going to do that either. There's a Harvard-Harris poll surveying 1,700 registered voters asking a question, do you think Antifa is a domestic terrorist group? 71% said yes. And in the meantime, we're being told by the Capitol Police in D.C., they have a legitimate threat of an assault on the Capitol scheduled for tomorrow. In other words, it's just another good reason to keep the fences up and National Guard troops in place. I have a hard time believing there's a legitimate threat. I really do. And that they would let us know. That's my take on it. You may have a different one. Well, of course, the pressure was just too much for Neera Tanden to become the nominee to lead the Office of Management and Budget. They dropped the Biden team deciding withdrawing her nomination because of all the text she wrote so nasty about Republicans. So she's out. Now they're considering another. A new national poll indicates Biden's approval rating slipping during his first month in the White House. He has a 51% rating as of today. In January, he got a 54% rating. Watch for that number to drop again. And Universal Orlando now getting on board with the Dr. Seuss boycott, pulling Dr. Seuss books from its gift shops. And they're going to have to make some additional changes. You know why? Because the gift shop in Universal Orlando is named Mulberry Street Store. That's the name of one of the Dr. Seuss books, which some are saying is racist. It all comes back around, doesn't it? It all comes back around.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, priced $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beale Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I had me a girl, taught me those things a young man should know. Down, down on my knees and begging I plead to learn a little.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Not a crisis, it's a challenge. Not a cage, it's a soft-sided structure. And look, this is the truth, and everybody needs to understand this. The Democrats and Joe Biden, they want more illegal immigrants crossing our border. They want this. Now, in the past, they always used to say, no, we want border security. It's just that we don't want Trump's big, dumb wall. Well, you know, we shouldn't believe them, because as soon as Joe Biden took office, he ripped up agreements with Mexico, the very agreements that were stopping this border crisis. He ripped up agreements with the Northern Triangle countries, ripped up those asylum agreements, and now everybody, and you can see in interviews, people coming in caravans to the U.S. as Biden was getting inaugurated, saying, new president now, here we come.
And here we come. Texas Congressman Crenshaw, Republican. Dan Crenshaw pointing out the obvious. Even the Democrats see it, but they don't want to acknowledge it. They are basically going to flood our nation. I'm looking at a piece here that last month was introduced by House and Senate Democrats. The Biden plan, listed as H.R. 1177 out of the House, and Senate 348. It would get amnesty to roughly 11 to 22 million illegals in the U.S. while doubling annual legal immigration to the country, flooding the labor market with more foreign competition for our jobs that, well, we still have 17 million jobless Americans. What now? Here's a good question. What if these folks coming out of Mexico said, you know, we're really good at working on pipelines. You got any pipeline jobs? Because we could take those right away. You think maybe Biden and the Dems would say, okay, let's open up XL again. Let's build the pipeline. Just don't put anything in it. Maybe that's what they'd do. Who knows? Who knows with these people? But I'm looking at this report by Numbers USA that advocates on behalf of Americans for less foreign competition. And according to their study, again, this is Numbers USA, and again, it's an anti-illegal immigration, anti-immigrant period, because they don't want to see more foreign competition for jobs here in this nation. But according to their analysis, by 2031, Biden's amnesty plan and everything else he has in place will have imported a foreign-born population by 2031, a foreign-born population nearly the size of California. What? Yes. It would end up with something like 37.3 million foreign nationals in the U.S., 2 million less than the population of California. Look, this nation was founded on immigration. We all know that, and we accept it. We respect it. Because many of us have relatives who were not born here after generation after generation. They came from somewhere, probably. We're just against illegal immigration. And the Democrats like you to be caught in the fact that, well, you're anti-immigration. No, I'm anti-illegal. But I am going to raise a question about if you're going to use all of these little tricks and tools in your box to come in here and open up more and more even legal immigration that will hurt American workers. As Dan Crenshaw said, Biden administration is paying more attention to them, giving them more concern than American citizens. And to that extent, those who want to come into the country legally, that are doing it the legal way, what's happening to them as these illegals? Again, the words of Texas Congressman Crenshaw.
There's lines and lines of people, okay? They're just waiting to come in. You know who they're cutting in front of? Legal immigrants. Legal sure. immigrants. My stepmother is a legal immigrant who waited years to come to this country. Many, many friends who legally immigrated to this country. They did it the right way.
They did it the right way. We knew this was going to happen. During the debates, the Democrat primaries, when they were asked how many of you on this stage are for not making it illegal to cross our border, every hand went up, even Biden. He might have been a little slow getting it up. I'm talking about raising his hand, folks. Just stop there. Don't do that. Don't do that. Anyway, he was one of the ones that said, yes, I'm in favor of opening up our borders. In other words, no border. We pointed out to you previously, based upon an exam of the border wall that had been building, that we've been building under Trump, sections are up, but then there are also sections of 30 to maybe 80 yards where there's no border. The equipment is right there on site. It's on the ground. It just needs to be put up. But during the Biden administration, they said, shut it down. So it doesn't make any difference that you've got it here and there if you got all these open doors and areas to walk through. But Biden's plan, again, this is according to Numbers USA, which is anti-immigrant, even legal, if it's going to upset American jobs and our culture when you get down to it. See, those who are coming to this country legally often want the American culture. That's why they're coming here. They want to share in it. And we thank them for what they bring of their culture and share. They're not coming here to transform America. They want to be part of it. Except for some who want to come in and I want my rules, my religion, and the way we do things to rule your country. Now, I don't want that person in here. But based again upon USA Numbers, I should say Numbers USA as it's titled, they're saying by looking at this and the future and the overwhelming bulk of immigration within 10 years, basically, it's going to come out to something like this. First of all, big pressure on U.S. wages. America's working and middle class. You're going to have to get along with a lot less because others are coming in. They're going to work a lot cheaper. Does that sound good for the nation? If we're going to end up with a migrant population of 37 million, just 2 million less than the entire population of California. Of course, it'd be big for corporate interests, including Wall Street, real estate investors, so forth, that can benefit from expanded cheap labor. And then Crenshaw points out again, this is just what Biden wants.
Guess what? Here's what's even most infuriating about the COVID positive cases that you just mentioned. U.S. citizens have to get a negative test before coming into back into our country. This administration is prioritizing illegal immigrants over U.S. citizens.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. And here's something you need to keep in mind. Axios did a piece on how some of these folks are coming across, and they're apparently being released throughout the nation. Not just Axios saying, but there's another story source here. Let me get it here in front of me. This is actually U.S. Department of Homeland Security officials. They're reporting that border crossers who have been released into the interior of our nation tested positive for Chinese coronavirus. Even as Joe Biden is denying there's a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's where we began with Crenshaw saying, Congressman Crenshaw saying, they want to call it a crisis, they call it a challenge. They don't want to call it cages, they call it soft surroundings. And Biden reinstating the catch-and-release program. All of these folks coming across and just being released. One was a 35-year-old asylum seeker from Honduras with her young son. She actually turned herself into authorities. A few hours later, she got released. First thing she did do was take a rapid test for COVID-19 in Brownsville. Came out positive. But otherwise, she was going to be free to go about the country. And at least in Brownsville, even after border crossers test positive, they're not required to quarantine. They don't have to quarantine. They're free to move about. And again, the Border Patrol estimates more than 100 illegals have been released into Texas that were positive for the virus since late January. And that's probably a very low number. Again, Congressman Crenshaw, what do we need to be doing?
What immediately needs to happen is they need to reinstitute the migrant protection protocols, which is the Remain in Mexico policy. This single action by the Trump administration almost single-handedly dropped illegal crossings, because what it does, it says a portion of the illegal crossings on any given day get sent right back to Mexico City. And if they're claiming asylum, and most of these asylum claims, let's be honest, are totally bogus. They're not being persecuted in any way that meets the standard for an asylum case. But it creates a disincentive to just cross, because they know they're going to have to be sent right back to Mexico. When you just say, hey, if you cross, well, we'll just give you a bus ticket anywhere you want, no matter what kind of COVID you have. Doesn't really matter. Of course, there's a massive incentive for thousands and thousands more people to come across, and they drag children with them.
And speaking of the children, before I get to that point, that they're boarding buses, there's a report by Telemundo that pointed out several illegals were waiting to catch buses out of Houston to go anywhere, New Jersey, Maryland, North Carolina, even if they tested positive. And the children thing he just raised, we have talked about this repeatedly. The director of regulatory affairs and policy at the Center for Immigration Studies says they are encouraging, the Biden rules and what's happening right now are encouraging the trafficking of these children. Again, Congressman Crenshaw.
Of course, there's a massive incentive for thousands and thousands more people to come across, and they drag children with them. And guess what? Here's the worst part about this. This encourages child trafficking. A lot of times, I talk to a lot of border agents, they see these kids just recycled over and over again because these adults know all they need is a kid with them.
And in fact, Axios is reporting that the federal government is beginning to cooperate with coyotes and cartels who deliver children to the U.S. border. Did you hear me right? You did hear me right. They're saying they have a report that some of our federal government directions now are work with the coyotes when they bring children in. So they're going to bring more. With a level of coordination, it's written, that seems to be going on right now, it's hard to know where one end stops and the other begins. The language coming out of the Biden administration is no different than the seductive terminology that the cartels and coyotes use to get people to fork over money. They don't have to take the dangerous journey north to a place they had no lawful place to be. That's a statement from Axios. In 2013, a federal judge had noted that border agencies actually helped smuggle a child from El Salvador to her parent in Virginia under an $8,500 contract. The judge noted instead of arresting Salmeron Santos for instigating a conspiracy to violate our border security laws, DHS delivered the child to her. In other words, helping carry out the criminal conspiracy. DHS did not arrest her, did not prosecute her, did not even initiate deportation proceedings. That's a statement written by a federal judge in 2013, and it's escalating. If you got Democrats in position and power, that is making it happen quicker. DHS is now projecting 117,000 unaccompanied child migrants crossing the border this year. Just last month, 6,000 ages 16 to 17 were caught. And then you've got many that are a lot younger. And we don't even know if they're coming when they are with, quote, an adult, if that is a parent or not. But as you heard Congressman Crenshaw say, adults who want to get across, they know the best way to do it is have a child. Bring a child with you because they're going to help you get across. They'll help you get it settled. If they're not checking if that child belongs to that person, they are helping facilitate child smuggling and possibly exposing that child to a life of prostitution and sex crimes. Great idea. Great idea, right? When we come back, Andrew Cuomo calling a news conference. Everybody's saying, is he going to announce he's going to resign? Is he? Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
And I just wanted to ask you, with all these calls in the last couple of days calling for your resignation, is today, since you've been gone for about a week, is this your way of saying I'm certainly not resigning?
Look, some politicians will always play politics, right? That's the nature of the beast. I don't think today is a day for politics. I wasn't elected by politicians. I was elected by the people of the state of New York. I'm not going to resign. I work for the people of the state of New York. They elected me, and I'm going to serve the people of the state of New York.
So says Governor Cuomo. Anyone who thought going to that news conference, they were going to hear him say, okay, I give, I resign, all these allegations of sexual improprieties. Nope, not going to resign. It's political. They're all playing politics. As if he's above politics. He is a mastermind of politics. And the other part of that question, as you heard from a reporter to him, all of this in the last week or so, what about all the nursing scandal thing? That's a bigger deal, is it not? People died, but the sex is catching fire and the allegations of it, and it's putting more pressure on him than the nursing home scandal. And again, I repeat, no one died during his, quote, inappropriate contact and things of that nature, except maybe his political career. It may not die. He offered today an apology, said, I never intended anything anyone misunderstood, and that's, you know, I didn't mean anything, and let's move on. So he's not going anywhere. And yet, they're stripping him some of his emergency powers in New York to deal with COVID. And they're also ganging up on him and want to impeach him and have a full investigation. What are we hearing from the White House regarding New York Governor Cuomo? Nothing from Biden. Nothing from Harris. So reporters were asking the president's secretary, Jen Psaki, what do they have to say? And she said, you know, the benefit of doing a briefing every day is that I can certainly speak on behalf of the president and the vice president. And the president believes, as I've noted, that every woman who comes forward deserves to be heard and treated with respect. And the vice president agrees. Well, now that's very interesting. You keep in mind that during the campaign, there was a woman claiming that Biden had molested her when she delivered some papers to him. They were kind of in a dark corner of the Capitol hallway or something. Now, that's her story against his. We have to always remember that, just as it is with Cuomo. You can't take it as fact. There's nothing there substantiating it beyond that statement. And Kamala, the VP, waiting for Joe to take a bad fall or something, at that time during the campaign said, yes, I think the women need to be heard. And later, Biden said the same thing. But he didn't really mean it. And we have numerous pictures of Biden leaning over, leering into, sniffing, as some women said, getting too close into my space. And he later said, well, I didn't think about that. I'll try to be better. And he didn't. And Cuomo knew what he was doing. He knew the words he was using. I mean, when he's talking to a young staffer and he said, you ever had sex with a older man? What do you think he meant? What do you think he wanted to know? But for now, it's still swirling around, and we'll have to find out if it pulls him down the drain before it's over with. Before we wrap up this hour, you're going to hear from Dolly Parton with a new song about getting a vaccine. It's kind of funny and cute to some extent, and yet you may or may not like it, and you may or may not like what else Dolly Parton has to say about getting a vaccine and what she might think of you if you choose not to. I'll let you hear that before we wrap up this hour. But before we do that, what if I told you, what do you think about we take, when someone dies, we just take their body, cremate it, turn it into compost, and use it for composting like we do with other things? No, Larry, we're not going to do, that. The governor of Washington State in 2019 signed that into law, and it became the first state to do it. They have been doing it as of 2020. And Oregon is also stepping up to become the second state to allow human composting. Is this the future? And does it remind you of a 1973 film titled Soylent Green? You do not want to miss this next segment coming up. May it be hard to listen to.
Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Baby, I got your number. Oh, and I know that you got mine. You know that I called you. I called too many times. Call me, baby. You can call me anytime. You got to call me.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Some of you might remember that you saw it in person or since on video, a movie titled Soylent Green, a 1973 thriller film that starred Charlton Heston, Lee Taylor Young, and Edward G. Robinson. That was his actual final film appearance. It is loosely based on a 1966 science fiction novel titled Make Room, Make Room. This dealt with a story that it was 2022. Ooh, where are we now? This is 2021, right? Am I wrong, Clinton? It's 2021. Let me do some numbering in my mind here. Let me 2022 minus 2021. I think that's a year or less now. Soylent Green. The story was overpopulation by the year 2022. Pollution. Climate catastrophe. Oh, yeah, they were talking about it back then. Severe shortages of food, water, and housing. Only 40 million people, or I should say 40 million people just in New York City, but only the elite can afford spacious apartments, clean water, natural food, and then at a very high price. And if you have concubines available, they're referred to as furniture, who serve you as slaves. That was a setting for Soylent Green. But there's more to the story, which leads us to what's happening right now in the nation. It's not 2022, but we're on the edge of it. And it started back in 2019. You might not have even caught it is the kind of thing that should have made some bigger news than it did, but you think, oh, those wackos up there, who cares? It's Washington State. That part of the world up there is going to be beautiful, but at the same time, you got some real crazies up there as well. And you got some very good people as well, I should point out. But the governor in 2019 and Washington State signed legislation making his state the first to approve composting as an alternative to burying or cremating human remains. Advocates say this is a greener alternative to cremation. It uses less energy. And it's also the only legal way, if you're in Washington State, that you can be laid to rest on your own property as a form of mulch. That new law went into effect in 2020. There are now three facilities in Washington licensed to perform what they call natural organic reduction. Natural organic reduction. And a couple of them received their first bodies back in December. Another group titled Return Home expects to open later this year. Now, Return Home, I guess you go to the Bible, from dust to dust. Maybe that's what that reference is. And now Oregon legislature moving forward to make it the second state to allow human composting as an alternative to traditional burial or cremation. And already 100 people submitting testimony as of earlier this week in Oregon to support the bill. They say it's an environmental reason for us to be composted. According to one saying, knowing my remains could benefit the environment gives me much joy over the years, gives me peace. If this happens, it's going to take effect July 1, 2022. Ooh, wait a minute. Soylent Green was based on the year 2022. Something's coming together here. So how is this done anyway? And how much would it cost? You want the details? Are you eating lunch? I'm not going to get that detailed for you. I won't do that for you. But they do say they remove the bones. Human composting carried out with a funeral ceremony will cost you around $5,500. Or whoever's paying for it. The National Funeral Directors Association says the median cost of a burial plus ceremony is about $2,000 more on average. Human composting, part of the brainchild reaction and thought of a Katrina Spade, the founder and CEO of that Seattle-based startup Recompose, human composting, an accelerated form of decomposition. A corpse is placed... I'm sorry if you're eating. I told you in advance I was going to talk about this. I'm not going to get that detailed. Just listen to me for a moment. Human composting, an accelerated form of decomposition by which a corpse is placed, well, I hope it's a corpse, is placed in a vessel with wood chips, alfalfa, and straw. I'm sorry. I just had a flashback on Fargo. When she gets there and is talking to one of the criminals she's trying to track down, and she's the wood chipper. I says, that was your friend in the wood chipper? I'm sorry. Let me get back on topic. Anyway, they put this with a vessel with wood chips, alfalfa, and straw, and then oxygen pumped in to increase heat-loving microbial activity. They say each body goes into an individual vessel. Then it's filled with all that, and it's kind of in there for 30 days. 30 days, and voila, we got new mulch. Sierra Club up in Washington is all excited about what this has been doing. They love it. They have a big piece of one of their articles written by one of their authors just January 27th of this year, talking about how Herland Forest, is a cemetery and research cooperative in Washington State, and did a story on one of the stewards, Walt Patrick, and his team. They've been decomposing or composting the remains of deceased sheep and goats in the forest for the past 3 years. Now they're going to do it with humans. Well, obviously they've practiced with goats and sheep, so they should have it down, right? And she points out in her article, quoting one of the burial advocates, saying, I know some people think, oh my gosh, you're composting grandma. What does that mean? And they point out that for a period of several days or weeks, they're still experimenting with the timing. They put the body, as I said, mixed with various things into a decomposition cylinder and use it for 30 days or so and keep the interior around 130, 160 degrees and so forth. They say that's the most safe and effective way to compost, be you composting melon rinds or a human body. So now you know. The facilities and techniques do vary depending on what the group wants to do. Now, this is apparently going to be a disruption for, or at least they claim it is, a disruption for the $20 billion U.S. funeral service industry. And again, pointing out the difference in the cost of funerals going from $8,000 to $10,000, and this you could get at $5,500, maybe even $2,500. Now, I don't know if it's $2,500 if you are mixed in with others. I don't know how they get it that low. If I'm going to be composted, do I want to pay $5,500 or $2,500? I'll do the cheaper, thank you. Oh, am I going to be mixed in with the sheep and goats? Yeah, let me think about that. This is not fiction, folks. This is underway in Washington State. Oregon is moving forward to pass it, so it makes it effective July next year. Composting. They say bones pose a challenge, so they do have to remove the bones first. And that also includes things. They need to use a material that would soften the bones and teeth if they keep them in. That's what they're doing, and they're moving forward with it. I got more material right here I could read to you. I don't think you want to hear some of this that's in here if it's your lunch hour and you're watching or listening on our YouTube channel. There are bills in California, no surprise there, Colorado, and New York that are considering also to do the same thing. Less cemetery space. Remember we at one time they were talking about shooting bodies into space. Back to the precessor of this, a 1973 movie, Soylent Green. Because we're talking about just composting to spread the bodies around. Supposedly, you cannot use it directly near a plant or tree that you want to preserve because there's something in the human body that's not good for it. What would that be? Apparently, we have too much salt in our body. And that would not help the plant. They'll probably find a way around that. And it also comes back to, again, the storyline from Soylent Green. It just wasn't the idea then that the world was overcrowded, but that everybody couldn't get real food, so they were getting things that they were saying a mix of soy and lentil. No, you could not really get real food anymore. Yeah, the Soylent Green is advertised as being made from ocean plankton, but there's a short supply of that. So what could they do? Well, as they begin to investigate it, it turns out that what is happening is they are composting bodies, not for mulch, but to mix with other products, packaging it, yes, selling it as food. And one part in the movie, the guy being caught was trying to expose it. He's being led away and he's shouting to the people around, Soylent Green is people! Soylent Green is people! Now are you ready for lunch? I'm just asking. You never know what I'm going to have on this program. It's not always politics. And you would never hear Dolly Parton on some conservative talk shows, but you're going to coming up next. Stand by.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
1, 2, 3, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA. Well, hey, it's me. I'm finally going to get my vaccine. I'm so excited. I've been waiting a while. I'm old enough to get it, and I'm smart enough to get it. So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. And I wanted to tell everybody, I think you should get out there and do it too. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, vaccine, 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 vaccine.
Dolly Parton with a little parody on her song Jolene. Now vaccine, vaccine, because she got her COVID-19 shot today. She is 75 years of age, so she's certainly entitled to get it by age, and she didn't get it just because she's someone special. Her age documents, obviously, a reason why she should if she wants it. She specifically got the Moderna shot, and that was because she had given a $1 million donation to Vanderbilt as it was needing money to help fund three pandemic-related research projects, one, of course, ending up with the Moderna vaccine. So she got the shot and said she's looking forward to it. She's happy to have it and encourages others to do so. Now, it's going to be your choice if you want a shot or not. I did mention previously in the preceding hour that there have been at least almost three dozen miscarriages or stillbirths of pregnant women, obviously, who took the shot. So obviously, just to say you should have the shot, you might want to talk to your own doctor about your personal risk and if you're expecting, for sure. They are reporting, apparently by the CDC, only 1% adverse reactions so far across the nation. Well, among that would be those miscarriages and stillbirths, which is a very major number for those who suffered it and their families. So Dolly Parton is all excited about it and thinks it would be better if everyone gets a shot, and she's promoting it, be it the Moderna or not, but here's a message she had for those who are not sure.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. 'Cause once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine. I think we all want to get back to normal, whatever that is. And that would be a great shot in the arm, wouldn't it, if we could get back to that? But anyhow, I just wanted to encourage everybody, because the sooner we get to feeling better, the sooner we are going to get back to being normal. So I just want to say to all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat. Get out there and get shot.
In her own particular way. And, of course, I don't think by saying you're a coward, she's dismissing if you have any fears or concerns or you just don't want it. But I thought you might enjoy listening to it. Are you going to get a shot if you have the opportunity? I have several relatives who have. Of course, I'm not old enough yet. I think you have to be at least above 50, right, to get a shot. I'm not there yet. I'm sorry, what'd you say out there? Somebody lied to you. I'm not that old. I want to share this story with you. I've been holding this thing and looking for a place to put it, and I finally said, get rid of this thing today. There is no perfect place to put it, so I'm just going to do it. You know dog fighting is illegal. I'm absolutely opposed to it. It's illegal. And it's also illegal to have cockfights where you have roosters fighting each other to the death. Well, sometimes the cockfight gets out of hand. And sometimes the rooster wins all the way around. A guy was preparing a rooster for an illegal cockfight. He had attached 3-inch blades to one leg and was getting it ready. And suddenly the bird fluttered in panic and slashed the owner in the groin. They couldn't stop the bleeding. He died before he got to the hospital. Now, I kid you not, in this part of this story, they point out, and again, keep in mind, this is illegal and obviously, I would say, inhumane to throw them in like that as fighting each other, and the same thing with dogs. I'm not in favor of it at all. But in this case, I guess the rooster got his own. I mean, he got back at the guy for even considering it. But the story says that the rooster was then taken to a police station before it ended up going to a local poultry farm. According to one of the officers we need to produce the rooster before the court, that this is the evidence. And then there were pictures of the rooster tied with a rope pecking on grains at the police station, circulating on social media. This is the rooster that killed the man. It's not the first time that's happened. It happened last year. Another one, a guy got cut in the neck by his own rooster. And it happened to another guy. This has been happening primarily, these stories I'm relating to you, in India. Southern India. There's a decades-old ban on cockfighting in India, as we have decades-old bans across this nation and elsewhere, but they still are doing it. And when they attach a 3-inch blade or knife to a rooster with the intent of maybe winning the cockfight, the rooster says, you know what? Thanks for arming me. And they took it to the police station. Here's the culprit, but we're going to let him go. Defensive. Hey, as always, I appreciate you listening. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.